We are fully on the letter H with 10 trivia questions on actors whose first names start with the letter H. Let's do it. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of No Chit Chat Trivia, the trivia podcast with less talk and more trivia. Real quick, I want to mention if you want to choose a topic for a future episode or dedicate an episode to a friend for a birthday or anniversary or any occasion, all you have to do is send a donation of your choice to the show's Venmo account at No Chit Chat Trivia and be sure in that Venmo comments to say what topic and dedication you would like to make. Those dedications make a great gift and it's a great way to support this show, and I love doing them. I love hearing how people listen to the show together. It really makes my day. With that said, let's get into today's episode. All of your answers are going to be an actor whose first name starts with the letter H. Let's get into it. Our first question of the day, number one, who is the only African-American woman to win the Oscar for Best Actress? Who is the only African-American woman to win the Oscar for Best Actress? Question number two, after taking home a Grammy Award for Best Compilation Soundtrack Album for Visual Media for The Greatest Showman, what Australian actor is only an Oscar away from an EGOT? After taking home a Grammy Award for Best Compilation Soundtrack Album for Visual Media for The Greatest Showman, what Australian actor is only an Oscar away from an EGOT? Number three, the only performer to have achieved both the American and British Triple Crowns of Acting, what actress starred alongside Bruce Willis and Morgan Freeman in the films Red and Red 2? The only performer to have achieved both the American and British Triple Crowns of Acting, what actress starred alongside Bruce Willis and Morgan Freeman in the films Red and Red 2? Question number four, what actor's top credits include A Knight's Tale and Brokeback Mountain? What actor's top credits include A Knight's Tale and Brokeback Mountain? Our fifth question is, what actress won Oscars for her performances in the films Boys Don't Cry and Million Dollar Baby? What actress won Oscars for her performances in the films Boys Don't Cry and Million Dollar Baby? Question number six, what singer made the jump to the silver screen when he acted in the films Dunkirk and Don't Worry, Darling? What singer made the jump to the silver screen when he acted in the films Dunkirk and Don't Worry, Darling? Number seven, what actress played the main character in the spin-off series How I Met Your Father? What actress played the main character in the spin-off series How I Met Your Father? Question number ocho, who appears as Sherlock Holmes in the Netflix movies that star Millie Bobby Brown as Enola Holmes? Who appears as Sherlock Holmes in the Netflix movies that star Millie Bobby Brown as Enola Holmes? Number nine, what actress's breakthrough performance in the 2010 film True Grit led to her receiving an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actress at just 14 years of age? What actress's breakthrough performance in the 2010 film True Grit led to her receiving an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actress at just 14 years of age? And number 10, due in part to his performances in films like The African Queen and The Caine Mutiny, what actor did the American Film Institute select as the greatest male star of classic American cinema? Due in part to his performances in films like The African Queen and The Caine Mutiny, what actor did the American Film Institute select as the greatest male star of classic American cinema? That's it for today. We'll be right back to see if you knew those actors whose first names start with the letter H. Welcome back. Our first question was, who is the only African-American woman to win the Oscar for Best Actress? She won that Oscar for the 2001 film Monsters Ball. She is the great Halle Berry. Halle Berry. Number 2, after taking home a Grammy Award for Best Compilation Soundtrack Album for Visual Media for The Greatest Showman, what Australian actor is only an Oscar away from an EGOT? You have to have a ton of talent to win an EGOT, and this actor has plenty. He is Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman. On top of that Grammy for The Greatest Showman, he won an Emmy for hosting the 58th Tony Awards. He won a Tony Award in 2004 for The Boy from Oz, and he actually was nominated for an Oscar, but he did not win for Les Mis. Question number 3, the only performer to have achieved both the American and British Triple Crowns of acting, what actress starred alongside Bruce Willis and Morgan Freeman in the films Red and Red 2? That impressive acting resume belongs to Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren. Number 4, what actor's top credits include A Knight's Tale and Brokeback Mountain? Those top credits belong to the late, great Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger. Question number 5, what actress won Oscars for her performances in the films Boys Don't Cry and Million Dollar Baby? That multiple Oscar winner is Hilary Swank. Hilary Swank. Number 6, what singer made the jump to the silver screen when he acted in the films Dunkirk and Don't Worry Darling? That singer and actor would be Harry Styles. Harry Styles. Question number 7, what actress played the main character in the spin-off series How I Met Your Father? That actress who starred in How I Met Your Father is another Hilary Duff. Hilary Duff. Number 8, who appears as Sherlock Holmes in the Netflix movies that star Millie Bobby Brown as Enola Holmes? That actor would be the Man of Steel himself, Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill. Question number 9, what actress's breakthrough performance in the 2010 film True Grit led to her receiving an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actress at just 14 years of age? That young shining star would be Hailee Steinfeld. Hailee Steinfeld. And the final answer for today, number 10, due in part to his performances in films like The African Queen and The Caine Mutiny, what actor did the American Film Institute select as the greatest male star of classic American cinema? That great leading man would be Humphrey Bogart. Humphrey Bogart. That's it for today. Thank you for joining us and hope you stick around next week for 3 new episodes as the calendar switches to May. See you then. Bye.